question is, how do I do that?
I just told you. I'll say it again. I understand that sometimes what is not clear to all of you is that when you recognize why you're doing it, you've already shifted, and no additional process is necessary. All you have to do is realize that you're choosing it for a reason. And when you stop and realize you're choosing it for a reason and no longer buy into that reason, it's gone. There is nothing additional you have to do to change it. It's gone. If it's not gone, you're still buying into the reason of how the idea of being disappointed serves you. So, if you want to explore that, I ask you, how does being disappointed serve you? What do you get out of it by choosing that experience? I'm not invalidating it. You can be disappointed if you want to be. I'm not attempting to take the feeling away from you or tell you that you shouldn't feel it. I am simply asking you, what is it you're getting out of having that feeling? How does it serve you to be disappointed? Can you come up with something?
The first thing that comes up is familiarity. It feels familiar.
All right. Okay. You see, this is a good example. And in many ways, you have, as you say, hit the proverbial nail on the head for many of you. Because to many of you, change is fearful. And even though familiarity may be excruciatingly painful, this tells you exactly how afraid you are of change if that kind of pain is more familiar and more desirable than making a change. It tells you how painful you think or believe the change will be. Not that it will be, but if you define the change as being more painful than the familiar pain, you will choose the familiar pain. Because you always choose in the direction of the least painful or the most joyful. Do you follow? That's your motivation. It's your sole motivation. It's the only motivation all of you have. You always move away from the direction you perceive to be most painful. You always move toward the direction you perceive to be most joyful. But notice I said perceive to be. Doesn't mean that it is, but if you perceive it to be, you will choose that thing. You follow?
Yes, thank you.
If you let yourself know that it's only a matter of how you define it and not that the thing itself is actually intrinsically painful, then you will have no reason not to choose what you prefer. Because as soon as you change your definition, all of you being perfectly motivated will be motivated to move in the direction of whatever you have now defined as being less painful and more joyful. And you will move in that direction and you will behave accordingly. And nothing will stop you and there will be no needed long process in order to make a change. Do you follow?
Yes, thank you.
Is this helping you?
It is.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You. Female, then you. Stop. Male.
Yes.
Number two.
Number two?
Yes, number one.
Oh, me? Bashar?
Yes.
We're trying to figure it out.
Oh, well, go ahead, take your time. All right, she's one and you're two.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, good day.
Good day. I have a son named David who lives in Ashland, Oregon. His birthday, he was born on 8/8/80.
Yes.
He was 8 years old on 8/8/88.
Yes.
Tomorrow is 8/8/98. He's going to be 18. He'll be 21 in 2001.
All right.
I was just wondering if you could share some insight about the significance of what this little guy's got going on with all these numbers.
Many of you will choose the idea of synchronicities with numbers for the purpose of forming around you an unerring guidance system of vibrational frequencies to keep you on track with who and what you are, to constantly remind yourself, like markers along the way, of who and what you are and the level of spiritual vibration that is your true self. This is why this being has done this so blatantly. Do you follow?
Yes.
This being has brought in the idea of certain kinds of expressions and challenges that he felt required